All right, so we've been in the series for the last couple weeks called Doers of the Word. Why don't you go ahead and turn over to James 1, verse 22. James 1, verse 22. Glory to God. James 1, verse 22, and it's on your sheet too. Anybody there? It says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." So who's going to be the blessed, the hearer or the doer? What if you've heard for 15 years but you haven't done anything about it? Are you going to be blessed like you should? I didn't say you won't be blessed at all. God is a merciful and good God. He's going to do everything He can to bless you. But we have to understand we have something to do with it. And some people don't like that. They start saying, well, that's law, that's works. No, it's not. It's your reaction to a good God that wants to bless you. But do you realize if you don't allow Him into your life, or I don't, He won't push Himself in. He won't. Some people say, well, just do it. No, what we have to understand is we have authority in our lives. See, people are so concerned about what somebody else is saying about you. You shouldn't be concerned about that. You need to be concerned about what you're saying about you, because that's what's going to go. You can get 1,000 people to say something bad about you, but if you believe something else, that's what's going to go. On the other hand, you can have 1,000 people saying you're awesome, and if you say you're a good for nothing, guess what's going to happen? You're going to follow what you say. Why? Because we have authority in our lives. So we have to, it's our response to God. So we can have heard something, and if we won't do it, if we don't act on it, we're not going to be blessed. Some people say, why aren't I blessed like so and so? Well, are you doing? See, when we do, it gives God access to do what He said He would do. If we don't do, then He doesn't have the access. I say this, we're just trying to recap a little bit for those that maybe haven't been with us, but look at salvation. If there's anything that God should just take, or God would want to just take over and just get done, regardless of the person, it would be salvation, wouldn't it? I don't care, you know, the car you drive, even the person you marry, the job you work at, your health, none of it is anything compared to where are you going to spend eternity. All those things are going to fade real quick once we're in this next life. But the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, right? But people are perishing. If it was all up to God, nobody would perish. But the fact is people are perishing. Why is that? Because God gave us the ability to respond to Him. He left that in our hands. And so what we do does make a difference. How we react to His word makes a difference. What we do, it's not about just hearing. Now, we've talked about that for the last couple weeks. It's not hearing. Some people are so into hearing. I got to hear this. I got to just get pumped up on the word. I'm just going to get... Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not against that, okay? I'm not against... You need to hear. And there's things you need to hear over and over. But you don't need to hear 50 different things in all these different directions and not be able to do any of it. Just like I'm all for eating good food in order to build a good body, but if you just say I'm going to eat whatever and any time and I'm not going to do any exercise, you're not going to build a good body. You're going to build a body. Right? It's going to go somewhere. It's not going to do what you want it to do. It's not automatic, is it? Well, sometimes we understand these things in the natural, but we don't understand them in the spiritual. People are saying, well, I just shove more in and I'll just get this person and that person. And it doesn't work out. We want to hear the word of God, and then we want to do the word of God. The doer is blessed. Look at the voice translate or the voice version there on your sheet. James 1:22, the voice says, put the word into action. If you think hearing is what matters most, you are going to find you have been deceived. That's what we focused on. If you think hearing is what matters the most, you're going to find it wasn't just hearing. It's actually the doing. Verse 23, 24, if some fail to do what God requires, it's as if they forget the word as soon as they hear it. One minute they look in the mirror, and the next they forget who they are and what they look like. However, it is possible to open your eyes and take in the beautiful, perfect truth found in God's law of liberty and live by it. If you pursue that path and actually do what God has commanded, then you will avoid the many distractions that lead to amnesia of all true things, and you will be blessed. You're going to be blessed if you do the word, not just hear the word. Now, it's not enough to hear it and to know about it. And we need to actually put it into practice. I have something here. Let's see. Hallelujah. The direction I think I'm going, but I just want to take a moment here, see if we need to touch on these other things. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, we'll just go ahead. So it's doing the word, not just the hearing. It's doing the actual word of God that makes us blessed, not just hearing the word, but also it's not doing something beside the word that makes us blessed. Do you know you could hear something, be convinced of it, do it, but it not be the word, and you won't be blessed? Just because it came out of a preacher's mouth does not mean it's the word. Whether it's me or any other person. Did you know that? You know, there's a whole lot of people doing what they think is the word, and it's just somebody's idea. It's not actually the word of God, and you know what? They're wondering why it's not working. They're wondering why they're not blessed in a certain area, whatever area it is. But you know, and you know what it ends up happening? Well, so-and-so said it. And it worked for them, why won't it work for me? There's a lot wrong with those statements. Number one, it doesn't matter who says what. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, throw it out. Don't care who it came from. You realize every man is fallible, right? You realize there is no infallible person, regardless of what some people may say. Jesus was perfect when he walked on the earth. Any other human being? They're going to make mistakes. Nobody has perfect doctrine. That's not a bad confession. If you think you found perfect doctrine, then we have probably some other things to talk about. We're all learning, we're all growing, but anything we think we believe, we ought to be able to base on the Word of God and find a scripture for it. Not so-and-so says it, or I really like it. I want it to be like that. Now, we might not articulate it like that, but, it's tempting. It's tempting to hear and hear actually what somebody's saying about the word instead of actually hearing the word. Now, that's not bad. That's what we're doing here. Expounding on the word and God bringing illumination, it's good, but it's all got to go back to the word. And sometimes people are hearing things that aren't the word. They go off and try to do them. And the doing is, the Bible says the doer will be blessed. But what does it say in verse 22 of James? Look at it there on the New King James Version. What does it say? But be doers of what? The word. Didn't just say be doers. Didn't just say get her done, do it no matter what it is. As long as you're a doer, it's better than sitting still. Well, not necessarily. There's a whole lot of things that you could do and be doing something and be absolutely going in the wrong direction, 180 degrees, right? Yep. Just because you believe something, just because you're acting on it, does not mean it's right. So we need to hear. We don't want to hear everything, just go around trying to stuff, here. We want to be doers, but we want to be doers of the word, of what God has said. That will work, and that will lead to blessing. But just being a doer of something because you're trying your best. Now, hear me out. God looks on the heart, and He will work with us. Thank God. And if you're going after Him, He'll keep nudging you. If you're going in the right direction, I mean, if you're going toward Him, your heart's open, He'll nudge you. He'll make course corrections. See, you know, you're always making course corrections going through life. You know, you're going this way, He'll nudge you back this way. And you start to go this way, if you're open, He'll nudge you back. So, if your heart's open, but we have to understand this, that just having a heart toward God, just because you're open to God, if you start thinking and doing the wrong thing or take something in that's wrong, because like I said, we all are there at different levels, and you're going to have some of that. If you go after God and base it on the word, you're going to get, it's going to be get clearer and clearer. You're going to get more and more on. But people will be like, well, but, you know, I did my best. I'm trying. Why isn't this working? Well, if we're doing the wrong thing, and it's we've heard something that somebody said, our heart's right, but we heard them, it's not based on God's word, and we do that, it's still not going to work. You all with me, or did you go home?
Yes.
And so, let me say it a different way. Just because you want to serve God, and you just want Him, but you're listening to something that is not the Word, it's not checked out with the Word, it doesn't line up with the whole counsel of Scripture. How do you interpret the Word? You interpret it with other Scriptures. You don't interpret it with what modern findings say. Well, we know this, so therefore the Bible has to be false in this area. Oh, really? How many have you ever seen the results or findings or the results of studies change?
Oh, yeah.
So then if we see a study that seems to contradict the Word of God, then we should throw out the Word and say, well, that's not true. That was written by ignorant men. No. No, the word is tried. The word, look at your let's look at a few verses here. Just skipping down a little bit. Look at Psalm 119. Or no, one, let's go Psalm 12, verse 6. You see that one? It says, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. His word is pure. It can't get any more pure. Pure, 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 pure. There's nothing wrong in His word. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit wrong. God is not off in any area. He's dead on. His word's right. It's pure. It's exact. Psalm 119, 1 and 2. If you haven't read Psalm 119, it's the longest psalm. It's really long, but go through it. It just talks about the Word, the Word, the Word. The beginning of Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2 says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord." See, His statutes, His laws, His ways. Verse 2, "Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart." See, who keep His testimonies, not the testimonies of somebody that says they're preaching God's Word. Do you know there's a difference? Do you realize you can be following a man and not following God? Happens all the time, and I would say everyone in this room, including myself, are guilty of that. It's easy. It's easy to read a book, and when they give scripture, kind of be like, yeah, the scripture, I want to see what the guy says about it, and skip right over it. Because you want to find out the meat. What is he saying about the Word? See, that's inverted. We ought to say, what does the Word say? And then does what you say line up with what the Word says? Because the Word is what's purified. The Word is what stands. I'm not saying somebody couldn't have a good idea or part of a truth or even a good truth. But you have to understand it not based on what that person said, based on what does the Word of God say. And how does this person say what they say? How does that match up in relation to the Word? Then you'll know what the Word says, and you say, yeah, that person's preaching the Word. That, it helped me to understand what the Word says. You realize there are people that don't quote the Bible at all, that have all kinds of doctrines. I mean, they don't claim to be Christians either, but they have conferences. They have, you know, you see advertisement for these speakers. They're essentially a philosophy or religion unto themselves. They're not quoting God's Word. They're quoting their approach to life. Huh? Yeah. They have followers. People that, oh, this guy knows. They found out. Well, how long has he been around? 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years? How long has God been around? God's seen it all. And when he said it first, it was right. I don't care what somebody comes up. It might look like it's going to work. Well, what is it? You know, it doesn't even matter what the guy's life looked. It doesn't matter what he's doing. What is it in relation to God's Word? That's what we have to do every time we hear. We're talking about hearing and doing. But we got to make sure we're hearing the right thing, because you just do anything. And you know what? When you're doing something, if you hear something that's contrary to what you believe, you ought to check. If you're thinking, well, that's not right, that's not what I believe, ask yourself, why? Do scriptures come back why that's wrong? Or is it, well, but I believe this. This is what so-and-so said. I've heard this since I was 5. This is true. That's not the same as being the Word. Did you hear me? And let me give you a tip. If when somebody says something about the Word and you think you believe something else and you're tempted to get mad about it and there's like an irritation, that's not God. Just let that sink in. The irritation is not God. If you would get mad, it's like, oh, I can't believe that's not in the Word. I don't know what that person's saying. Let me ask you a question. Is God frustrated? Is he touchy? Didn't it say in Timothy, you in humility, correcting those that are in opposite? God's not, oh, well, that's wrong. I don't believe that. I didn't say that. You know what's happening? A lot of time, my experience, and I've seen it, when that's happening, the Word, if somebody's saying, I'm not saying something couldn't irritate you about what somebody's saying, but watch the irritation. There's a difference between saying, that's not right, I know what the Word says, I don't accept what you're saying, and do it in a spirit of love and knowing you're calm, you understand where you're at, you understand what the Word says, and hearing and say, no, that's not right, you don't even have to tell them. You believe something that's not in the Word. I love you, but you're wrong. That's a lot different than, that's not right. I mean, can't they say that this isn't the word? This is for us today. And if that is the reaction, I would say there's something else there. What's causing that? What's the stirring up? Why are you so agitated about it? You ever ask yourself that question? Why are you so frustrated about the other person? Who's helping you to be frustrated? Could it ever be that actually the truth is coming that disagrees with some religion that you or I have in us? Religion is just man-made doctrine. We pick something up, and I'll tell you what, this stuff will rile you up. Oh, you start talking about something somebody believes that they believe since they were five, and oh, when it's religious, oh, people get mad. Yeah, they do. They don't like to hear the truth. Well, if we're ever at the point where we're hearing something and it starts getting, well, I don't believe that. God hasn't done that. Just stop and ask yourself, why am I so irritated? Where's that coming from? Because you know what the enemy does? He tries to make smoke screens. He just like this. Oh, that's not, you know what he's doing? He's trying to keep. I'm not saying it's the case all the time, but I'll say this for sure. If it's irritation, if you're getting mad about something, that's not the spirit of Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is not like that. Now, I'm not saying he's a pushover. No, he's firm, but he doesn't get all bent out of shape. He corrected people to their face. He told them what was going on, but he wasn't insecure trying to convince them of the truth. He just told them, you're wrong. And he's standing on solid ground. On the other hand, he'd be really gentle to some people. He knew what to do in what situation. But we got to know that when the word, if there's something coming, whether I say it or anybody says it, is it the truth? Does it line up with the word of God? And if the truth is there, let the word be your guide. Because here's the thing. I've seen it. I've heard other people talk about it. We want to do the word of God, because that is what is going to lead to us being blessed. That means you have to hear the word of God. That means you have to hear the right thing and understand the right thing so you can do the right thing. Believing the wrong thing and trying to do that over and over and then wondering why it's not working, and then not be opening to change it, it just means you're just going to go in a circle. And do you realize? I've been experienced some of this, and other people have, and I've seen it. People will not have certain things working, and the truth will come, and they will reject the truth or get mad about it because they're like, well, that's not right. That's not. But the thing they're doing is not working. And the truth is staring them in the face. But this religious thing will come and, no, that's not it. But what are you doing? It's not working. But that doesn't work. Or I tried that and God didn't come. Wait a minute. So you're saying God's word doesn't work. You're saying God failed you. No. I said no. That does not ever happen. What does it say in Psalm 119:89? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Settled. That means it'll work. Period. Well, I haven't seen it. Okay, does that mean, are you saying you have done everything perfectly? You have walked everything. There's nothing you could change. And therefore, God's wrong. Huh? That's the wrong conclusion, folks, anytime. And people say, well, I'm doing everything I know to do. It just won't work. You know, that's not the same. Just because you're doing everything you know to do, what this implies and the spirit behind this. And guys, I've been there at points in my life. I understand. I'm not just preaching at you. You can be at the place where you're like, but I understand, I'm trying, but this isn't happening. What are you implying? What am I implying if I say that? I'm implying that I'm doing the word and God has failed. Huh? And God is somehow unjust for leaving me in this position and not doing something, because after all, my heart's right. Why doesn't it just happen anyway? Mm-hmm. That's not the way it works. Now, if you have an open heart, I'm not saying you have to do everything perfect. God will help you and move. But notice, having that attitude, can you see it? That's not an open heart. You may say, now I know I'm hitting close here, but take it that that attitude is actually pride and will keep you from the truth. When you rise up and say, oh, but I'm trying, I'm doing it, and that's just works or whatever, you know what you're doing? You're saying, I am doing everything I should be doing. There could be nothing that I couldn't do or I could do different, and I don't want to hear it. What are you doing? The idea is, and the riling up will rile you up that you're doing it right, and I don't want to hear that because I'm already doing it. It's not open. It's actually not open to saying, well, I could miss it. I've missed it before. What about it? Let me look at that. What does the word say? Do you know when you look at the word with an open, humble heart, the Holy Spirit has a chance to come in and correct you and help you and get you, son, daughter, you did everything you know to do, but you missed this. If you make this tweak, that would start working and you start going like this. A humble person will get that truth. But this smoke screen that starts coming up, going, yeah, but I did it, and I heard that 10 years ago, and I did it, and you're wrong. Where is that coming from? Where is that? Is that God? Is that the way God is? No. That's not God. But it could be somebody that's trying to keep the truth from coming through. And pride will. I don't care. I've heard this. I've believed it my whole life. So-and-so preached it, so-and-so. I don't care what the word says. You know people have said that? I don't care what the Bible says. I believe this. That's, yeah. We'll keep doing what you're doing. We'll see if it works. Only if it's based on the Word of God. The doer of the Word. But I tried it. It's just not working for me. So what are you saying? It didn't work? It just doesn't work. Huh? Like we were mentioning tithing. People say, well, I tried it. You're right. God's word doesn't work. It just didn't work for you. You don't understand. I can't afford it. You're right. God is wrong. That's what it's saying. I know that's coming close, but that's what it's saying. I did that. It didn't work. What is that saying? God failed. His word didn't work for me. I don't know why. I did everything I knew to do, and I'm telling you, preacher, it didn't work. It's not my word. Not mine. In any area. But people say, well, I tried that in my marriage. Okay, you're right. You can't do anything. Do you see this? If somebody shuts it down and says, I won't receive the word, you're going to do this other thing, which isn't the word, but what is going to lead to blessing? The word. Amen. I lose you guys. You're all just looking at me. Just let it process. God is good. Everybody say, God's good. His word is good. His word is pure. It endures forever. It's right. And it will work in my life. Just like he said it would. Every time. Say, I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. Faith in his word. Glory to God.